I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Oh, you think that's funny, huh? Yeah, that's real funny.
Neither of you are very funny.
Are you trying to be funny? Because I don't get it.
You are so pretty today.
I am so pretty.
And adorable and cute.
I have laid on the compliments with you today.
Yeah. I think it's because I need it, right?
They were very much deserved.
Well, you know how I like them. Like those compliments. Sorry, I say that because I just looked in Kelly's mirror and I was like, oh. And then when they turn on the light in there, yeah. I'm like, oh God, I look so much worse than it's
It's
light.
Like when the bar light comes on at the end of the night. You turn on the light in our room.
No.
It's like, whoa, I didn't realize your face actually looked like that. Not you, just in general.
Exactly.
Because I'm in the same dark cloak as you are in that room.
Excuse me.
I turned away from the mic, so that was not on JC's microphone. Because I'm thoughtful.
You are. You're thoughtful, you're beautiful, and doggone it, people like you.
Ish. I'm a grower. Or no, probably just the opposite. People probably like me whenever they meet me.
Shut up.
And then I just beat them down until they don't like me anymore. Or I put on my headphones and ignore all. That was my mojo today. My MO? Is it my mojo or my MO?
What does MO stand for?
A prerogative.
What does MO stand for?
I don't know. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She stole my saying, I'm done talking. What's the point? So we'll see how the rest of this goes.
What?
Today, your M.O. was that I'm not talking. What's the point?
Ooh, that's creative. Okay.
Is it bad?
No.
Should I do another one?
I just didn't get it, but no. You... If this is reflective of your work later, I'm about to win. And you might not even recognize my co-host today. Pause. Before I continue, Amy, remember how I was just showering you in compliments earlier?
Yeah.
Okay, pick back up. Normally, she has all of the emotions of the seven dwarfs if they went by the names hungry, broke, tired, unpaid, gloomy, doomy, underappreciated, and I give up on life. But this week is different. She's my ray of sunshine, and her name is...
Amy Nichols. How am I a ray of sunshine?
Oh, I was just referring to the fact that we got our life together.
We did.
Fitness-wise.
Yeah.
Maybe not personally.
I mean, we're not all the way through the week, but we're doing good.
We worked out twice this week. I'm still going to work out today at home, but I am worried.
I'm not.
I feel a lot better. Like, I noticed yesterday, seriously, I had energy, like more energy than normal, because whenever I get pumped up, I like to hit stuff. I used to love taking boxing.
You are so violent.
So I was hitting people in the hallway, and I was like, I think that's the added energy from working out. This week.
And that's you in a good mood is hitting people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Don's a hockey player. I'm pretty sure he can handle me. I'm not like beating him up.
Okay. What about maybe the smaller people in the office?
Like who?
Like maybe someone holding a cup in the kitchen.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. And then my comment was inappropriate, but I was like, and yes, I was in a good mood, but I'm running up to somebody. I'm not going to say who. I'm running up to somebody. And I like, what would that be? Like hip
check.
Yeah. Hip check. Maybe like I took my hips and I just slammed my hips into them and was like, hey, bump. And then whenever I did, he started complaining that I bruised his hip and hurt him. I'm like, really? Are you that much of a pansy? Like,
no.
Man up, little boy.
I'm totally teasing you. I love that you're in a good mood. And it was not a big deal at all.
This is the same person. I'm still not naming them. But this is the same person at a kids could send off many years ago.
I can't wait.
Comes up behind me and... gave me like this throat hug to where he comes up behind me and He says he was hugging me, but I took it as a random person comes up and is choking me out. That's what it felt like whenever they're hugging too tight. And so it's like going into your throat, you know? Yeah. And so he comes up behind me and does that. And I didn't even hesitate. I didn't know who was behind me, which was stupid. I should have. Because what if it was a kid's? That's my only concern, you know? But somebody came up and did that to me. And so without even thinking, I just elbowed them. So bam, elbowed them from behind. And then I turned around and the same person was like, I'm pretty sure you broke my ribs. And I'm like, don't choke me out. I was giving you a hug. That's not hugging.
Choke out, hug. What's the difference?
So, yeah, I was like, dang it. Now they're going to get on the plane and complain about me the whole time.
Yeah, this person is an overreactor, I believe.
But after 2 successful days of working out, I hurt my foot.
Yes, I saw you WebMD-ing it.
Yeah, and WebMD is saying like it could be a fracture, which I don't believe because my foot would be swollen. But it hurts, and it hurts on the outside of my right foot.
That is random. I mean, I have pains in my arch sometimes, probably not good support or some other reason. But on the outside, I would think that someone would have to like hit you or I don't know.
So I don't know if I just landed too hard because I'm not a skillful runner. I'm like a hard runner, but I mean, hold on. I think I'm saying that wrong. Like, I'm not a hardcore runner, but I think I run hard. Like, I stomp whenever I'm running.
Mm-hmm. You're not light-footed?
Mm-mm. I'm not angelic. I'm not,
I try to do, like, a hop run. Like, I want to be in the air more than I'm on the ground. That's what I visualize. I'm not sure if it's successful. I feel like I'm doing less work, almost, when I do a little hop.
I just see myself in the mirror in front of us at the gym, and I'm like, oh, I'm like a stomp runner. And then I told Jeremy yesterday that I thought I hurt my foot because 2 years ago, I injured my ankle while I was running. And so I told him, and I made him look at my feet, and it made me realize how really ugly my feet are. Because you have veins and, like, bones just sticking. I mean, my feet are just ugly. And I'm not even talking about the dry part. Like, once you get down further in there, then it's even grosser than that. You're just ugly. But anyway, Jeremy said, well, I think you're just not a good runner. And then that made me mad. And I'm like, don't tell me I'm bad at something. Like, who are you? Shut up.
Did you run around the house and show him how good of a runner you were?
No, he's seen me run before. I have nothing to prove.
Feet are just ugly anyways. They're just weird looking things. Hands can be beautiful. Feet, no.
Not my hands. Okay, Amy, so I want to update on your life. What's going on? Last week it was all...
I'm really feeling good about life. I haven't told you, and I'm not going to. Things are good, and that's where I'm going to leave it.
You haven't told me what?
It's just more of me complaining, so I'm not even going to do it. I'm not. I'm good. How about you?
I care. I'm good.
Good.
Okay, so that's the update on Amy's life.
Well, I mean, last night, I think it's like 30-something degrees was... the low so last night, I don't know, 28. I have no idea. Our heater, you know, we've been having to manually shut it on and off.
It went all the way out.
It's just not flipping on anymore.
Sorry, that laugh.
Isn't that great news? On top of some family matter issues, which I won't get into, it's just a lot of drama.
I'm sorry.
But everything is really okay. I'm not a complainer. I'm feeling very good about life.
Are y'all going to get the heater fixed?
I think we have to.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Yeah.
Do you need a place to stay? I live in the hood, but you know where I live.
No, we're good. I think.
Okay. If you change your mind, you and the family can come stay.
You're so sweet. Thank you. Just kind of
it'd be far. A step backwards, though, from from your house to my house. But still, it's there if you need it.
I think it'd be cleaner. Can my dog come?
Yes.
Okay.
And I cleaned my house. First time this year.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do what I set out to do last week, though. But I did finally clean my house and had people over for Super Bowl. And then they kept telling me, oh, my God, your house is so clean. And I'm like, you act like you don't know that I just cleaned it like 5 minutes before you got here.
Well, did it smell like cleaning products? I can't decide if I like that idea when someone's coming in. They get the big whiff of clean house, mm-hmm. or is it bad? I think it's kind of good, but it might be bad.
I think it's good. You could just smell my floors. Like, I did my floors that day, but then that was it. So I don't want to smell the bleach smell, but clean smell I'm cool with.
Yeah, I want you to know that I care enough about our friendship to provide a clean space for our conversating.
My friend was trying to convince me out of it. She's like, well, it was my neighbor, her boyfriend, and a friend of ours. And she's like, it's just going to be us. It's not a big deal. And I'm like, no, girl, like, I need to clean my house anyway. And y'all are just motivating me to finally do it.
Have you been to her house?
Yeah.
Is she good?
She's clean. She's pretty clean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because some people just aren't. That's just not their forte. They don't care either, which is fine.
I mean, I was wearing shoes in my house. And I was thinking, man, are my shoes dirty? Because they're like crunching and, you know, kind of sticking to the ground. No, I think that was my floor. So,
well, I think we need another update. Did you get in Roomba or has Bob?
No, I haven't yet.
Is this the issue? The main issue is that Roomba needs to be back. Roomba needs a resurrection.
Yeah. I am going to go. Jeremy didn't want to go this weekend and I want him to go with me. So we hadn't gone yet, but I will. So I had to vacuum my own floors and that sucked. Normally I vacuum before I mop anyway, but I can just like once over it, just get the big stuff. I don't have to go underneath counters and table and everything else. And I actually had to do that. Stupid. Okay. So Amy and I have so much stuff and we're not on the same page. So we're going to get to this. It's going to be, for lack of a better word, a comedy routine, if you will.
Horrible idea.
And we will get to that in just a second. But first, I did want to tell you something. I went to my mom's this past weekend. It was her birthday. And I saw something I wasn't supposed to see, and it was disappointment in my mom's face. So I'm at my mom's for her birthday. I'm there with my niece, my brother, my dad.
I'm so nervous right now.
And my niece and I tried the watermelon challenge where you put all the rubber bands on the watermelon until it burst. Yeah, I did that wrong. Completely did it wrong. Like, you can't decide to do a challenge and be lazy at the same time because...
I wouldn't say lazy. Maybe ill-prepared.
Well, exactly. I didn't want to have to go somewhere else and get rubber bands. So I just got it from the supermarket where I was. And then I got 300 rubber bands. Well, they were crappy. So half of them broke. And then I used all of them. And then it didn't bust. So we ended up busting the fruit open. Because I told her this was going to be like Fruit Ninja, kind of. So you're going to make it explode. So, yeah. So we ended up just busting it open. I think there was like... croquet, is that how you say it? That you hit the ball?
Yeah, I think so.
Whatever, we use that stick. We were going to use a hammer, and we ended up using this like croquet stick.
That's a fancy stick, though. I mean...
bust it open.
You could just use a baseball bat, but croquet is like fancy.
That is elegant.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, we're elegant. But that's not what disappointed my mom. My mom wasn't disappointed because we couldn't make this watermelon explode. Instead, we brought her cake. She blew out the candle, made a wish, and then I start cutting the cake. Well, whenever she was making a wish, my brother was like, leaned over to her and said, what did you wish for? And she just looked at me real quick and looked right back. And he goes, yeah, it's not going to happen. So my mom was wishing
that you would
give her a grandchild.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
But you've already told her, right?
Oh, yeah.
But she's just not.
I told her whenever I was reeking of alcohol in Vegas. I decided now's the time to break my mom's heart. I'm going to shut it down right now so she will quit pestering me about it.
Have y'all revisited it?
No.
Since then?
No. It's off the table. Even if Jeremy and I were to decide to have kids, which we're not, but even if we did decide to have kids, I couldn't tell my mom about it beforehand because she's just a freak. She's an absolute freak about
it. She's excited? That's not a freak.
Well, and then I tell her, oh, we decided we're going to try to have kids and then never give her. And then I'm going to break her heart again. No.
People love babies.
Who?
Who?
I love children. I just don't love babies.
Well, I'm not saying that you're a freak in quotations because you don't love babies, but I don't think she's a freak because she does love babies.
No, but she has been pestering me to get married and have kids ever since I graduated high school. And no, I have not been with the same man since high school.
That is a lot of pressure.
Yeah. So, she would have settled on anybody. Now, luckily, I found Jeremy and that's fine. But my mom, we're from the South. You start having babies, like menstrual cycle have babies. It's like Amy time period, you know? Crank them out whenever you're teenagers.
Wait a second. Are you talking about me? Your other friend, Amy.
No, you.
That was a hashtag teenage pregnancy joke.
Hey, you know, I'm really happy with my life and I love my kids and when they were babies. But I'm wondering if this is maybe your last ditch effort as rebellion against your mother since she wants it so bad. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to give it to her.
No, I'm tired of disappointing my mom, but this is just one thing that I can't give her. And so it made me sad because I thought that we were both under the understanding, but instead she's wishing over her birthday cake that I'm going to give her a damn child. I'm just not going to do it.
What a waste.
Yeah.
What a waste of a wish.
Just use your wish on something else, girl.
Aww. Well, what's the etiquette? Can you re-wish? Or is it lost in the moment you blow
nope.
it out?
Don't be stupid with your wishes. It's like a genie. You don't get more. No. So whenever your birthday's coming around, Amy, you better wish wisely.
No, no birthdays. No candles.
So, real quick, I do have to complain about this, too.
So, I'm not the only one complaining.
Have you listened to our podcast? Have you listened to me before? No. Oh, my goodness. So, another thing. I made my yearly gyno appointment a year ago, because you make them once a year. Mm-hmm. And so, I flat out, whenever I have to make appointments in the future, I'm always Monday later in the afternoon. So I made it for a Monday, 3:30 in the afternoon. Well, ends up it's on President's Day. And I didn't realize that we have President's Day off. You either get Martin Luther King Day or President's Day. And this year we got President's Day.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that I had it off. And so that's in 2 weeks. I called the office to try to reschedule my appointment. They don't have anything available till March. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, I made this a year ago. You could have pointed out that it's on a holiday. I guess I could have realized as I'm putting it in my phone that it's a holiday, but I didn't. And now you don't have anything available. Oh, well, I can reschedule you for a couple weeks. Cool. That's awesome. Not a sexually active adult at all. Married. I'm trying to not give my mom a baby, so I need birth control.
You're just going to have to schedule your appointments on like a midweek, because there are a lot of holidays on Mondays and you just need, I think you should stay away from them.
My dentist, who you have to schedule 6 months. I mean, I always schedule Same. At my last cleaning. My dentist has called me before to inform me that it was spring break and to see if I still wanted to keep my appointment.
I think
like closer to time.
That's going the extra mile. I think most people don't have President's Day off. So maybe, I don't know, maybe they didn't even realize. Obviously they didn't realize, or I don't know.
If so they mad did, at my gyno right now.
If they did realize, maybe they just don't care. And your dentist is just the exception.
I have a great dentist. I have a so-so woman's doctor booking me that. I mean, that just makes me mad.
Now, I know your woman doctor is a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Is your dentist a chick?
The hygienist is. And then the dentist is actually a dude. But the woman who I work with all the time, she's a lady.
Because women are more thoughtful.
Yeah. That's the one thing we have on men. That we are more thoughtful. All right. Are you ready?
Oh, my God, no.
Are you ready?
I jotted a bunch of junk down. Oh, and I haven't revisited it. I have not read it again. So, it's not good.
Okay, so here's the deal. I found this funny dude on Facebook and I scrolled through a couple of his videos and it gave me some unfinished ideas. And so I come up to Amy and I'm like, well, I found this. It's pretty funny. What should we do with it? We never decided. So yesterday we were discussing, well, maybe we should do, you know, if you had 30 seconds to do this, what would you do? If you had a PSA, or if I could change the world, or Justin Timberlake, like whatever. There were a couple of ideas. And then I was like, well, this guy is funny. He's PSA. It's kind of comedic. And you were like, oh, we can do comedy for 30 seconds.
Terrible, terrible idea. What was I thinking?
So I was like, oh, okay. That's what we're going to do. So first, let me play some from this dude. I think his name's J.R. Sears. Funny, funny guy. And
dry humor.
Yeah.
Love it.
This was the inspiration for the train wreck that's about to happen next. So this is his first video that I saw, and it's about phone etiquette in 2018. And I thought it was pretty spot on.
Text before you call. It's a violation when you call someone without texting first to let them know you're going to call. And you're clearly confused about what a phone is for if you think you can just call someone on it. Silence your ringer in public. Do you know what a first-degree phone felony is? Having your ringer on in public. It's not 1999 anymore, where you having a ringing phone in public means you're an important person. In 2018, it means you're so unimportant that you rarely get calls, and therefore haven't had a chance to catch on to the fact that your ringing phone is auditorily obnoxious to everyone but you. So keep your ringer off. Use the speakerphone when talking to someone you don't like. The speakerphone is a function designed by engineers to frustrate the person you're talking to by inundating them with an abrasive orchestra comprised of 47% background noise, 35% eardrum-piercing sounds like cars going by, and 18% your voice. Talk at a normal volume. If you start talking on the phone and automatically double the volume of your voice, the only thing you're helping is everyone around you realize how ignorant you are. You may not realize this, but the exact reason why you don't need to yell for the other person to hear you is because you're talking to them on a phone.
And I thought that was funny because that is so true. Back in the day, my first cell phone ever was a Nokia, like the one that you would play Snake on.
Yeah,
and me too. If you text, then you'd have to like hit the button 3 times to be able to spell it out and everything else. And I used to buy ringtones and turn it up so people could hear. And then I'm all, oh, yeah. Did you hear Limp Bizkit? That's my ringtone on my Nokia cell phone, you know? And it feels like so proud. And now if I happen to forget to put my phone on vibrate, I'm embarrassed if I hear a noise because I'm like, what is that noise? Why is my phone going off?
Yeah, I mean, I've told y'all before, I've told you before about my stepdad embarrassing me in public.
Yeah.
He doesn't think about it, but it's awful. It's one of the worst things ever.
Because he talks loudly on his phone?
Yeah. In public. Screaming, practically.
I can't stand it. I was shopping the other day. And this woman is sitting down in the shoe section, FaceTiming. I'm like, nobody wants to hear your conversation. What are you doing? And she was old. She knew better. I mean, she was older, but she wasn't old. She wasn't like senile or anything.
Talking to herself.
Yeah. I was just like, nobody wants to hear your conversation. No.
And I think we're pretty good at it in the office. We'll exit the room if there is a conversation that needs to be had.
I can't stand phone conversations in public, period. Out of here with that.
Even just like if I'm in the car with my family, I can't answer the phone and be sitting on a 30-minute drive talking to somebody. I think that's so rude.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But it just really reminded me how much phone etiquette has changed throughout the years. Now, you mentioned something earlier I didn't know about you. We had this phone conversation in our office, and I had to stop you at, I used to eat a lot of plastic. I'm like, okay.
I used the wrong words. I used to chew a lot of plastic. I would accidentally eat it. I'm chewing on it. Sometimes it'll go down your throat. But yeah, it was a real, real problem. I would say it was an addiction because not only would I chew on pin caps or lids or whatever, any random thing that would be around, but, side note, I would take straws, plastic straws, and I'd cut them into sections and I'd keep them in my purse or whatever. So I'd always have something plastic. And my goal was to flatten them, not to the side, but like a cylinder been just squished. I don't know how to, I don't know if I'm explaining it right. Anyways, I mean, I would do this
constantly. I'd be chewing plastic. And it got so bad that I had an old phone that not was a landline, that was not on a cordless phone. Thank you. I finally got there. Anyways, it had a little antenna that was plastic, and I would chew off the plastic antenna. I was chewing bones.
What's the grossest plastic that you've sat there and chewed on?
I can tell you the scariest thing. I was chewing on rubber bands, little baby rubber bands. And I've choked on a lot of them. Like I felt like I was going to stop breathing because they get stuck in my throat. And that was really, really scary. I was like, okay, this is a real problem, and I'm going to kill myself.
And that's so, when you stopped. Did you stop? Did you stop cold turkey?
I think I did. I think so. There's times. Thank you. I mean, there's still times I would stick plastic in my mouth. And it's not.
Sometimes you relapse and you go back to the plastic.
I feel it on my lips or my teeth. Even my nails. Like, I stopped biting my nails, too. But sometimes I just want to rest the nail on my teeth. I'm not biting it.
You're teasing yourself.
I don't know.
Tempting.
It sounds like a weird oral fixation. It's not. I don't think it's like dirty or I don't know. It's just I don't know what's wrong with me.
I don't find anything wrong with it, because I think I can equate it to you like plastic like I like fingernails, because I do love my fingernails. And right now I'm in a growing stage. So I'll let them grow for a little bit, but then once those bad boys start coming off, then I get to take my time and bite them whenever I want to. And I'll stretch this out for a week and then sit there and play with my nails. I'll roll them up in a ball, then I'll put them back in my mouth, and I'll roll them up in a ball again. And then I have to clean the nails off of my desk, because I'll forget and I'll leave my nails there. And then I'm like,
they're stacked for later.
Well, but I never go back and play with them. Like, once I'm done, I'm done. So there's no reason to save them. But I like nails.
Yeah.
I just don't chew on plastic phones.
Yeah. And the bad thing is, it wasn't really our phone. We had a woman living with us, and it was her phone. So I owe her a phone.
So she get it back. There's bite marks and slobber all over it.
Yeah, I just like, I'm sorry. I owe you a phone. I would just be sitting there watching TV or whatever, not even thinking about it, just chewing on stuff.
And here is another comedic PSA from J.P. Sears. And I thought this one was really funny. And this is kind of what made us think that maybe we could do it. Before we tried, and then we realized we couldn't do it, but we're still going to do it anyway. And this is a little PSA that he did that he calls reasons to worry. Because I don't know if you ever go down that rabbit hole, but I do.
Oh,
I start worrying about stupid crap, and it always happens at night. I'm laying down trying to go to sleep, and then I can't sleep. And then I just lay up in bed and worry about my life. It's so stupid.
It's not stupid.
It's funny whenever he says it, though.
Worry makes things better 100% of the time. So you can pave the way for a better future through negative thinking and emotional stress. I'm going to teach you how to get better at worrying. Trying something new? Just remember all the times you failed in the past. Practice catastrophizing. Just imagine the worst possible thing that could happen to you when you're doing your normal daily activities. Remember that one day the sun will burn out and all of life on Earth will be dead. Advise your doctor to write you a prescription for a medication to help you stop worrying. Then go home and start worrying about the inevitable side effects of that medication. Remind yourself that people are constantly judging you. If you get stricken with a case of feeling peaceful, turn on the news to find out what you should be worrying about today.
I love him.
I thought that was so funny.
It reminds me of Bill Murray in What About Bob? He was afraid of everything. Mm-hmm. That's so great. And what if my bladder explodes? That's one of my favorite lines.
Never seen it. Maybe I should watch that movie.
What?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You talk about it and quote it often.
Often. Way too often.
Probably as often as I do Pulp Fiction and Beetlejuice. Love both of those movies. That was the only point of that.
Well, I was trying to think of the things that you say. I have heard you say Pulp Fiction stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I just say that Beetlejuice is a great movie.
It is a great movie.
And it comes on TV all the time. You and your family should watch it. Such a good movie. Okay, so We decided we're going to do a 30-second comedic PSA.
My stomach hurts.
You normally, for bits, you would want the funny person to be the closer, which is why I'm going first, because mine is a... Okay, this is how much thought I put into this. I thought about it while I was in the shower last night. That's it. I started getting ideas in the shower. I even had a couple ideas while I was eating, so I had to hurry up and write those down. And then you said today, I was like, well, are you prepared? Yeah. I have a routine.
No.
And I'm like, a routine? Because that's not what I did at all.
No, I started working on it. It's a start. It was like more brainstorming. I'm not ready.
But most importantly, Amy, we can't disappoint the masses. We have fans, and we... have to deliver a podcast
and we're
every single week
and we're funny
to be determined. So we're going ahead and doing it. This is a half-assed attempt at a kind of assignment that we gave ourselves and we still couldn't pull off. I need two things from you. One, I want you to time this because mine is not timed out.
Okay.
I guess I can time it too.
No.
Also, because I can't have you interrupt me.
Really? I'm not, I can't laugh?
Oh, you can laugh, but I mean, I can't respond to you. So I want you, I'm not going to tell you what the subject matter is, but by the end of it, you're for sure going to have it. Once you realize what I'm talking about, I want you to just give me a sign.
So give you a sign when I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm starting the time when you start.
Or you can even verbally ding. If you want to ding, I got it.
Okay.
Because that won't really distract me. But I did a complete give up. So I'm like, oh, this needs to be funny? Then let's do a song.
Whoa. Oh, I should go first. This sounds so good. I'm so mad at you.
I hope. I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep up with the song. But anyway, here it goes. Here's the thing. We are more than just friends. We've been coworkers through thick and thin. Yeah, yeah. But now you are gone. I haven't seen you all week. Doctor's orders, get all the rest you need. Yeah, yeah. Must be nice to be gone.
Ding.
Why can't you just share with me? I don't wanna lick toilets, but I'm getting pretty desperate. Cause since you've been gone, I feel fine for the first time. I guess I'll move on. Yeah, yeah. Please call for me. Don't be stingy. I want your flu. But instead you are gone. Oh, and then to round it out, this song always made me mad, so I just wanted a little end on this. It makes me mad because it's true.
You can't always get what you want.
So true.
But if you try sometimes, well, you might find
you get what you need.
Love it.
That concludes my attempt at being comedic. How long did I go?
About a minute.
Okay.
I forgot to stop it, but I think it was around a minute.
Okay.
I'm not going to go. I'm ill-prepared. I'm going to sound so stupid. I need to be continued. I really do. Don't make me. It's like just random thoughts. You have a complete thing. This is unfair. It's unfair. I can't.
We both had the same assignment.
I know, but you're like, well, I'm doing something different. It's a big secret. I'm like, no, what are we doing? And you nailed it. You're awesome. And now you're making me go last.
Because you want to close on the best.
No.
You have a routine prepared.
No, I don't. I have a routine brainstorm. Don't make me. It's really bad. It's going to be like a Big Al.
Okay, hang on. I was about to say, who was I talking about?
Big Al.
And so it took you, must be nice to be gone whenever you figured out what I was talking about. That's because I do need to finish my explanation while you finish your getting ready. For yours. I just remember, like, back in the day when people would share their illnesses, like, before I started kindergarten, my whole neighborhood got the chicken pox.
It's
so
different.
My mom made me go play with them because she wanted me to get chicken pox before I started school. And so It was like encouraged. Like if I didn't get chicken pox, she was probably going to make me make people start spitting in my mouth or something.
But that serves a purpose. Like it's, hey, I know I'm going to get it eventually, most likely. So I'm, you know, going to do it controlled under my terms. But the flu, you don't need to get the flu.
Let me tell you the benefits of the flu. You're off work and weight loss. So I really want it. And I mean, Jeremy got the flu last year, and I managed to avoid it.
Were you making out with him?
No, we were sleeping in separate bedrooms. But I mean, then the flu wouldn't have been convenient for me because I had vacation coming up. Now true. I have a gyno appointment. That's all I'm looking forward to. So it would be fine if I got the flu. And this, I mean, let's be realistic. This is the only time that it's acceptable to call into work. Because any other time, it's like, dude, I don't care. What's wrong? Get in here.
Yeah.
And people were discussing, somebody came to work that was sick and then ended up missing today because they were sick and didn't tell us that they were sick before. So no. Everybody's mad and like, oh, thanks. You should just not come in. But I'm like, and their defense, like it is hard to call in because I know after Italy, I was struggling hardcore. I was sweating through my shirts. I mean, I was never running a fever, but I also can't come back from a trip where I took time off and then be sick.
Yeah.
Everybody would have been so mad at me. So I had to come up here sick anyway. But now that the flu is so rampant, now that the flu is among us and everybody's getting it and stuff, then if you are just a little bit sick, just get out of here. We don't need you.
Yeah.
So it's acceptable.
I think it's, you have to understand the whole situation. I don't know.
I'm just saying I want it.
I mean, I want someone to take care of me.
So that was my comedic PSA. Oh, hold on. One more thing. Sorry. I know you haven't seen it, and this is really old.
Are you quoting Pulp Fiction?
No, South Park. Beetlejuice. Oh. South Park. So, if you've never seen South Park, back in the day, it used to be so funny. I haven't seen it in many, many years. But an old South Park episode, the parents make the kids all get chicken pox together. One kid gets sick, and they send everybody else, and then the kids find out that their parents did it on purpose. So, they got mad.
Oh. Are you going to play it?
No, okay. I couldn't find anything that was playable, so I'm right. Just going to summarize it and then recommend that you go see this at a later time. No. But the kids ended up getting the parents back by giving them herpes. They hired this old hooker to like use their toothbrush and stuff. And so all the parents show up at the end and they've all got mouth herpes and everybody except for Cartman's mom. And Cartman asked his mom, he was like, "Mom, why don't you have any herpes?" And she goes, "Oh, don't worry, sweet pea. I've got it somewhere else." Cartman's mom always sounds like that. But anyway, if you've never seen that episode, go see it.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, if you haven't laughed yet, you're about to. Because coming up on stage next is my co-host, is the mastermind behind this. We put two half ideas together and came up with this. Let's give a warm welcome to Amy Nichols.
I think I might pull a sister on you. I did this to my sister, Millie. It's like, you know what? It was such a good idea if we got sister tattoos. And we plan it. She makes an appointment. She goes first. She got the tattoo. Yay, you got your sister tattoo. And I wasn't ready. So I didn't get my sister tattoo, and I still haven't gotten my sister tattoo.
How long ago was this?
It was years. It's been years. I just wasn't ready. I couldn't commit. I couldn't commit because I wasn't 100% sure. And I'm not 100% ready. Don't make me lazy. I can do better than this. This is going to make me look so bad. Lacey, don't give me that look. Don't. I can't. You are fully prepared. I was going to call you an
I did it completely. Yeah, you can't say that word. I put very little thought into this, and I thought it was a give up to do. And that's why I wanted to go first, because I thought that you actually had something planned. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do the stupid thing.
When I was a kid, my go-to joke, original joke, like this isn't like I'm repeating a movie or something. I thought I was hysterical. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I'm so funny. I'm like a bass. I crack myself up. And that's better than what I have right now.
Can you, at least tease us. Give us something to look forward to. Or give us a this is what I thought. This is what I'm for sure getting rid of out of my bit. Why don't you just give us something?
I'm Amy. I'll be here all week. That was my closer.
Can I have a taste of something? Please. Please, Amy.
Hold on, let me read over my notes for the first time since I wrote them. Okay.
Was mine that good that you're way too intimidated?
Yes, yes. Okay, this is something I won't use, even though it's pretty dang good. If I were terrible at this, the first thing I'd do would be insult you. And then I was going to write an insult, but I didn't get that far.
Off the top of your head, how could you insult me?
Dry hands. Because we talked about it earlier. I'm terrible. I'm sweating.
Okay.
Lacey, do you hate me?
Never. I freaking love you.
I know you have to know your audience, and so I was going to play off of you. And I just did some brainstorming.
You were going to play off of me?
Yeah, like things that had to do with you. Not, you weren't the butt of the joke. It was like fine-tuned to your, like you would think was funny, which I think was a bad idea.
Have really dark humor. Are you trying to bring the episode down? Okay, so you're really not going to do it.
I'm not ready.
Okay.
You hate me.
I don't hate you. Yes, I just know that you are disappointing all of our listeners. All of them. But it's okay because I'm probably going to disappoint you more this week if my foot doesn't get any better and I can't work out.
Okay, I have another problem to confess.
What?
This isn't my fault. My mother is writing a book, which is great, cool.
Mm-hmm. She's been writing it for a long time.
Yeah, a long time. And a long time because she gets distracted with research. Mm-hmm. So she'll find something that she likes and she'll start research. And she'll do it for hours and hours and hours on end, days, weeks, researching on stuff because she wants to have the facts right. So I spent a lot of time last night researching. And that was it. Like, how to write a 30-second routine, a comedy routine. And I did more research. So it's her fault because I was doing more research than actual work. I didn't get to the work part. I was doing more research.
Just to clarify, you're blaming your mom for not finishing your 30-second comedy routine, correct?
And let's talk about this. You went a minute long. So even if we had agreed to something, which was very vague. You say words wrong all the time. I can say vague.
I know, but you just said it with such determination.
You went over, so you broke the rules.
I said it though. I said this is zero effort and it's untimed, so you time it for me.
You wrote a whole song.
That was a chorus. Or a first verse. But all right.
I hate myself. I don't even.
No, but you are going to deliver, right? We can expect this from you next week?
I'm crossing my fingers, yes.
Crossing your fingers as in you can't hold me to this?
And my legs. Is that a double cross?
Oh my gosh.
Do you believe in double cross canceling out?
Okay.
Lacey.
In lieu of Amy's comedy routine, she is now going to issue an apology to all the loose lips and childbearing hips fans out there.
I'm really sorry.
And you promised to?
I promised to work on this. And I feel really, really bad. I feel like a butt.
You can't say that. You just can't say the other. Okay. I did want to tell you something that I saw, a news article that I saw that might explain our stupidity. Researchers at Michigan State University did a study that looked at how lighting affects our ability to learn and remember things. They exposed rats to two different types of lighting. One was designed to mimic the kind of lighting you see in most offices. The other was more daylight, so it was a lot brighter. And just after 1 month, the rats that were exposed to office-style lighting lost about 30% of capacity in their hippocampus, I don't know what that means. But that's, oh, it tells me. Hold on. To be continued. That's a part of your brain associated with memory and learning. It literally changed the structure of their brain. But the good news is it's reversible. So you and I sit, not only do we not use the office lighting, we keep it so dim and dark in there. And they turned on the lights in our room earlier because they were looking at recorders and all this different kind of stuff. And I'm like, dude, what up with the lights? Like, turn this crap off right now. So, yeah, that could contribute to us being dumb. Now, I don't plan on changing it because I don't want to turn on lights in there.
I don't either.
No. But I used to get here a lot earlier in the mornings. I don't anymore. But whenever I'd be rolling in here at 4 o'clock in the morning, you want to walk into some bright place. Like, I'm so angry from getting up.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're going to get real, we're not nocturnal beings. So, I mean, we work during the day. You know, we get our stuff done in sunlight, even though we're in a dark room. It's just like, you know, we're supposed to. We're supposed to be in the light. Maybe we should move towards that. That's like comes natural.
We also have to take Anna into consideration, too. We can't just be making major life decisions without her.
Majority rules. Hello.
All right, Amy, do you have anything else?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. But your punishment for...
More beer?
Not doing this. Your punishment is...
Tattoo.
You're going to take us out with a joke. So start thinking of a joke right now while I wrap us up. Thank you for listening to another episode of Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, where some of us brought it and some of us did not. I never know what to say in the end. So follow us on our socials. We do want to hear from you. And I hear that we're getting even better on our socials, that we're like, you know, posting random stuff and even stories and all kind of cool stuff like that. So Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Also, you can subscribe to get all of the latest episodes and newest episodes and all this wonderful nonsense. You can subscribe to iTunes and Google Play. That way you can be the first to receive it whenever we post them. So lots of good reasons to join us.
I've got nothing.
You don't have a joke?
I mean, I have other people's jokes. I don't have an original joke.
Oh, just give me a joke. It doesn't have to be an Amy original. Amy's going to take us out on a joke, but first, keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
All I know is Kelly's joke. It's like, oh, why did the squirrel fall out of the tree?
Because he's dead.
All right, that's it. Amy will be better, we promise.
Oh my God! Oh my God! You are so funny! You are so f***ing you for being so funny!